U.S. and Iran appear poised for round two of talks despite mixed reports. By Nick Gilbertson on April 20, 2026. The United States and Iran seem poised for a second round of talks in Islamabad, Pakistan, this week, and many, although sometimes conflicting, reports have surfaced on the details. The New York Post reported that Vice President J.D. Vance, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, and Jared Kushner were en route to Islamabad on Monday morning. But in the early afternoon, a source familiar with the matter confirmed to Breitbart News this was not the case, yet. The source said Vance, Kushner, and Witkoff had not yet departed, but would head to Islamabad soon. It remains unclear exactly when Vance would set out for Pakistan, though the New York Times cited two anonymous officials in its reporting that the vice president is expected to depart on Tuesday. The paper also reported, citing Iranian officials, that Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, the influential political and military figure who attended the last round of talks, would attend if Mr. Vance also did. The Wall Street Journal, too, reported that Iran intends to dispatch a delegation on Tuesday. This comes after earlier AFP reporting that Iran was not interested in a second round of talks. Trump originally said Sunday that a delegation of U.S. officials would head to Islamabad Monday night. The latest reports come as Trump stressed he will not be rushed into a deal he sees as less than optimal. He wrote in a Truth Social post Monday afternoon, "The Democrats are doing everything possible to hurt the very strong position we are in with respect to Iran. Despite World War I lasting 4 years, 3 months, and 14 days, World War II lasting 6 years and 1 day, the Korean War lasting 3 years, 1 month, and 2 days, the Vietnam War lasting 19 years, 5 months, and 29 days, and Iraq lasting 8 years, 8 months, and 28 days, they like to say that I promised 6 weeks to defeat Iran, and actually, from the military standpoint, it was 4 faster than that, but I'm not going to let them rush the United States into making a deal that is not as good as it could have been. I read the fake news saying that I am under pressure to make a deal. This is not true. I am under no pressure whatsoever, although, it will all happen, relatively quickly." He added that time is not his adversary and he is focused on fixing the mess that other presidents let happen because they didn't have the courage or foresight to do what had to be done with respect to Iran.